I was late this morning, and I do apologize, but it's just God calls ordinary people to his service, amen?
Amen.
And I'm still working on a perfection thing, don't got it right quite yet, but I'm still working, amen?
Amen.
So I do owe y'all that as an apology. And this morning I asked my daughter to come, as I normally do, to sing for me prior to preaching, and this is something we do to keep her engaged in God's house, amen? And she is here this morning, so I'll have her come and sing for us. Good to see you, Ray. And before she gets up here, I just want to acknowledge a dear family member. Donna, will you stand, please? You know I'm going to put you on the spot. Donna Beat is a part of our family. We're so glad that she is here. She is a soldier in the Army. Her and I were together in Iraq last year. She's a lieutenant colonel. She's doing very well. We're very proud of her. And we're just glad that God had blessed her to come here to Hawaii to be stationed. It's a different change from the mainland, of course, but she's very adaptable. She's saying no. She's extremely adaptable, and we're just thankful that God is blessed to bring the entire family together in one place again. Amen? It's a great thing. So we're glad that you're here, Donna. Thank you. And Ray, please.
Happy Sabbath. This is a praise and worship song that I learned, my friends and I, and it's a really beautiful song. Talks about the wonderfulness of God and how he does everything for us, and just, well, when you hear the words, just meditate on them and pray with me while I sing this song. There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power, all the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but an hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, and your wisdom there's no end. For you are God alone. And you alone are God. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was, who is, and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You hung the sun to burn in space, and the night's moon bounds light from day. Ooh, you are.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Ray. It's always a blessing to have her come and share with us. And to Sarah and Symphony, thank you so much for singing this morning as well. I love to hear singing in the house of God. Amen. Amen. We should do that often. Everybody can participate then. Amen. Because remember, when it gets to heaven, it all sounds good. People said, I don't sing because my voice is bad. Well, when they get out of this building and it gets to heaven, it sounds great. Amen? So sing your song. Amen? Thanks again, Ray. Thank you. Before we get into the message, let's just have a moment of prayer. And Tony, if you can give me just a moment of prayer kind of music while I pray, please, brother. We'll just pray and ask God's Spirit to come and be with us this morning. Because more than anything, we need to invite the Spirit of God into His house before we engage in His Word. Amen? So let's pray. Father God in heaven, this morning, here we are again. Many of us, oh God, has come from a situation that might have been troublesome, frightening, uncertain, oh God, but we are here. Because, oh God, you are merciful to us in spite of ourselves. Father God in heaven, we ask that if you will just bless us once more by letting your Spirit come down and dwell with us, oh God. We, oh God, will make every attempt in our human beings to be attentive, to be open, oh God, to be willing to hear the words from heaven today. Father in heaven, you know who we are and what we are. You know what we do and what we say. Read our hearts today, O God, and make us anew. Father God, I pray that you will take me this morning and renew me, restore me, remake me, O God, as I stand before your people. Give me, O God, the words that I must speak. Speak them through me, O God, not me being the one speaking, but your Spirit speaking through me, O God. Transform me now. Take all nonsense and foolishness out of me, O God. Change me, O God, that I may not recognize myself. That in this hour, O God, I might be your instrument to share your word. That someone who've come today, O God, seeking you may find you. Those who are looking for refreshment, O God, in faith may find it today. Those who are looking for a miracle, God, that they may find it as well. Use me, O God. Empty me out, O God, and fill me up with your Spirit. We thank you, O God, for this place of worship. We thank you for the congregation, O God. We thank you for all those who work in the church. Bless them, O God. Continue to renew their strength each day. Bless our pastor. Be with him while he's away. Bless all those who had a desire to be here, O God, and are not. We thank you, O God, in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. I hope you have your Bibles with you this morning, because I really enjoy it when we can go through the scriptures together. Amen? And you can see for yourself what's being shared with you in the message. I often tell folks at the other church where I'm blessed to pastor that if you don't bring your Bible, you leave yourself open to hear anything that someone has to say. You can't validate what you have not read or prayed for understanding about. So I pray that you have your Bibles, and if not, share with someone next to you. And what I might do to make it more participative is I may ask someone in the congregation to read portions of Scripture. Amen? Are you opposed to that? Amen. I'm glad to hear it, because I'd ask you anyway. This morning, God is blessed and give me a sermon called Striving to Be God's Workman. Striving to be God's workman. An elder read the scripture this morning out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And the New International Version says, do your best to present yourself to God, one approved. A workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. The King James Version says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? We are all Christians, or we have a desire to know of Christ, and that's why we are here. And all of us that call ourselves Christians automatically become workmen for God. Amen? Is that a true statement? Once we take on this life, this title of Christian, we become a workman, a representative, someone working in the vineyard for God. And we need to be able to show that connection and affiliation, not just in word, but in deed. Amen? We need to be able to come into a place and folks say, there's something different about that person. People need to know that we are God's people. It's becoming more difficult these days to discern who is truly God's and who is truly the world's. Amen? Have you noticed that? We can hear from the political rostrum or pulpit or desk, if you will, people use the name of God but have no life consistent with that name. We are looking soon to elect a new president of our nation, and we are looking at their resumes being paraded across the television screen. Many are saying that they are God's man, but there is no resemblance to Christ. Amen? But each of us have to decide in our own minds how to choose come election day. But today we are looking at the Christian. What do we need to do in this striving to be God's workmen? We are not to be ashamed of God's word. Amen? That's a big word. That's a big statement. We are not to be ashamed of God's word. I don't mean beating someone with the Bible. I mean living the word of God. Amen? The word is in us. You may not be close to your Bible, but the word of God should be evident in the way that you live your life. Amen. When we are sitting around and we are backbiting, when we are talking about others, when we are doing things to harm each other, we are not living, we are not doing the word of God. Amen? Amen. The things that we fail to do, we have no desire to do. But yet we call ourselves after Christ. We're going to say in 2 Timothy this morning, and we're going to look at what he was telling us, and I pulled out 3 points I think that are key. In chapter 2, 1, he's telling us to be strong. Then he's reminding us that we should not or don't quarrel about God's word. That's a good thing to know. And always remember that God's foundation is solid. Amen? Amen? Amen. Come on, church. I'm late, but I'm alive this morning. Amen? Amen? Come on now. As he said, be strong. Go in your Bibles with me to verse 1 of chapter 2. And this is 2 Timothy. No problem, brethren. And it says here, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in whom? Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. Be strong in that grace. And it's important to remember that too, because all of us are recipients of grace. Amen? Amen. When we cannot forgive someone, we are forgetting that we are recipients of grace. And you can't be strong in the grace of Christ when you are not forgiving someone else. Amen? Amen? Amen. All right, church. It says in verse 2, and the thing you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Here is something key also. That word that God has given us, and we share it with people, don't throw pearls to the swines. Amen? 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 If you give the word of God to someone who is not claiming anything, if you pass it on to folks that don't believe as you do, the next time you hear what you told them, it might be totally different. Amen? They might misquote you out of God's word. be careful. I remember once there was a young man who came to a church we attended on the mainland, and he had all the appearances of being on fire for God. I mean on fire. He'd walk into the church and alarms would go off. This brother was ablaze for Christ. Gave all the appearances of that, and the elders of the church embraced him and brought him in and put him under their wing and tutored him. And next thing you know, he was giving Bible studies and telling others about God. But what they did not know was that he had the word, but he did not have the power of the word. Amen? Amen. What he wanted was to be affiliated with the church in order to carry out a different agenda. And in the end, there was brokenness and despair. When you share the word with folks and you are witnessing with folks, be clear that it's God's word, and if they change anything, God will not hold them guiltless. Amen? We can't change it. I'm afraid to even, when I put a spell checker on and it shows me a different, you know, word to use, I don't change it when it's the word of God. Amen? For fear that something bad might happen. You know, I don't want to do that. Mr. Webster got to be wrong when it comes to the word of God. Amen? Leave those these and thous alone. It goes on to say in verse 3 that we should be strong by enduring hardships with us like good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We are soldiers of Christ. Many of you who are ex-military know that as service members, you endure. Amen? You may not agree. Isn't that so? You may not want to do, but you do it anyway. You don't get caught up in the politics of everything. It says in verse 4 that no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. You don't want to get caught up. You endure as Christ's soldier. We got to be strong in this faith. Do we get it perfect every time? No. It's not about you being perfect. It's about us being consistent. Amen? Amen. We continue to work. We won't be there till we get there. And when we get there, we'll be perfect because we'll be with Christ. Amen? Amen? Verse 5 says, similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. If you're going to be God's workman, you need to know the rules of the game. Amen? Amen? You can't make it up as you go. You just can't make things fit what you believe, because it's not what I believe, because in judgment, I'm not going to be able to say, well, Lord, you know, I know what you said, but you know, it made more sense to me, God, to do it this way. Don't you agree, oh Lord? That will be failure. Amen? Know the rules of being God's workman. We got to stay vigilant. In this time, God is becoming almost non-viable in America. Amen? I mean, look around you. We have compromised and allowed so much in, and we're able to fit it into God's agenda that, again, we don't know where the line of truth ends and the lie begins. Everyone has compromised something. It may not be the big things. I mean, okay, you're not out there doing the other big things, but we all have bought into something that is probably on the borderline of being unacceptable to God. Amen? Is that a true statement? Let's just pick one or two. People say, oh, no, Lord, no. No, I'm not straight as it. Lord, no. I don't deviate, nor do I go astray. Let's look at some things. Small stuff. And my wife gets on me about this all the time, so. I love, and I told y'all before, action movies. Love them. Can't get enough of them. And I will be in the throes of an action movie with guns blazing. Huh? Bodies dropping, blood spurting. And my gift from God, the wife, will run up on a brother and say, how could you watch that thing and call yourself a man of God? Now, I got to come back with something that sounds rational. Amen? Amen. So I tell her, I said, you know, it's only entertainment. Yeah. Ain't nobody hurt.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they get up and go home. That's Denzel, right? But she is right. Because after you watch those kinds of things, your soul is astir. Have you ever noticed that? Has anybody been to a wrestling match? Or an ultimate fighting? You come out of there so hyped that people be fighting in the parking lot. Oh, I'm serious. They be trying to do the same moves in the parking lot that they saw the guys do, and it was just entertainment. And be a few pastors caught up in that crowd. Amen? So we all have made some kind of concession. Amen? You see what I'm saying? We're not often guarding our minds from the things that can cause us to consider, amen, doing the wrong thing. So we need to know the rules of the game if we are to be effective workmen. Amen? Okay, now for me to pick on someone out there with their Bibles. Jump down to verse 10 and read through verse 13 for me, please. Any volunteers? People leaving the room. No, just kidding. Anyone? Okay, Sharon, quick. Beat you. She was quick. Sharon was quick. Yes. Uh-huh.
Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. It is a faithful way. It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, we cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sharon. And that's key stuff to remember. Again, you got to know what is true, amen, in God's word, if you're going to work in his vineyard. We have to prepare ourselves all the more. The world is competing for the same souls that God is competing for, amen? And if you are that one that God has called to go out there, you need to know what it is you're talking about. And what I like about 2 Timothy, the next point he points out is, though, even though we go out and share the word of God, we don't need to quarrel about the word of God with anyone. Amen?
Amen?
Let's look at that. Verse 14, it says, keep reminding them of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins who listens. Amen? Some of us want to gird up our loins and go out there and fight God's battle. All you need to do is speak the word, amen,
amen,
and live the word, amen,
amen,
and the word will do the work for itself.
Amen.
You want to change minds by breaking people down, and that is not doing God's work. You can't change a person's mind. I don't know why we continue to try to do that. Trying to change another person's mind is a fool's job. You might overpower me, you might be bigger than me, and when I'm out of your sight, I will do what I want to do. All I have done is appeased you to keep you from being a nuisance to me. Amen?
Amen.
Share the word and keep it clean.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
I've seen people who were Bible study, you know, people do Bible studies and Bible workers who get an attitude when someone closes the door. Don't get an attitude because the blessing was they opened the door and God's representative was there. Does that make sense? God gave them a chance to choose that day whom they would serve, and they chose not to. All you need to know is that you did what you were commissioned to do, amen, as a workman for Christ. Does that make sense? You don't got to get angry. You don't got to go back to the car and say these stupid people are going to burn in hell. You don't got to do that. You don't.
Amen.
You didn't create them, so you can't damn them. It's true. We want to damn folk that don't like what we got to say. I will see you in hell. Well, if you're going to see me there, that means you must going to be there too. I would rather say I will see you in heaven. Amen. Know what you're saying. Because people listen to what you say. Amen. But don't fight with them about God's word. It says in 16, avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Back to subtle compromise. We easily fall into idle chatter. I do it all the time. I don't even plan it. It is so characteristic for me to become idle of speech that I just find myself there. But what I do when I'm doing that kind of thing, I'm destroying any possibility of being a witness in the future. Amen? Be careful. I had a young man at the place where I work, and I've seen him for years. And he said, hey, man, I heard you're a pastor. And I had to ask him, I said, brother, did I do anything that would make a brother think otherwise? You know, the way he said it, like, you know, well, I saw you doing whatever. Like, did I? He said, oh, no. I just wanted to acknowledge that you are. And then he asked me a few things about marriage and stuff. But I said, hey, you know, I'm concerned because I have to be mindful, amen, as a workman, that I don't give the wrong appearance. Amen. Does that make sense? If you take on this thing, there are responsibilities. There are responsibilities. You know, I was talking with Donna the other night. One thing we were talking about is this lack of accountability. It's common in our world today, in the church, it's everywhere. We want to be in charge of stuff, but we don't want to be accountable to anybody. Amen? That always makes people quiet. I am accountable to you, amen? I am. And you are, in fact, accountable to me as part of this body of Christ. Amen. Does that make sense? Amen. I can't look at the guy on the street who doesn't claim Christ and say, you're accountable to me. He don't even know me. But as Christian folks in this family of God, we are accountable to each other. Amen. And if someone approaches you with an issue, at least give them a chance to speak it before we become righteously indignant. Us Christian folk, we got a whole bunch of stuff we do, right? Put on our righteous indignation. How dare they speak to me like that? I've been pastoring before they were born, Lord Jesus. But the thing is, God will send someone to remind us that we are violating the rule book. Amen? If you want to be a workman, you got to know that there's going to be some supervisors and possibly some overseers somewhere to remind you to stay on the straight and narrow. Amen? We have to be in the right spirit and not argue. And when someone shares with us a word of scripture that speaks to our bad behavior, let us not try to again justify what we are doing in light of the word of God. Amen? Yeah. Does that make sense? Amen. We do that too. I mean, God gave me this morning because it's for me as well. Everything that you speak from the pulpit is for you first, and I'm just sharing. So the only one that may need to hear this is me. But I will tell you, it challenges me a great deal. People who argue and do these things, they spread bad doctrine. Bad doctrine. And people are often encouraged to consider leaving the house of God. Amen? They're encouraged to walk away from the house of God. And the one thing you got to remember, they are not only walking away from the house, they usually walk away from God. Amen? Right. Responsibility and accountability. Don't argue about God's word. It don't need you. The Bible tells us if we don't do it, he could get the rocks to cry out. Amen? Amen. They don't have an agenda. They're rocks. They stay in the same place every time.
Praise the Lord.
Screaming about the Lord. We need to remember that as Christian folks so that we can be proper workmen. And the last thing here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he reminds us that God's foundation is solid. The world around us is crumbling, amen? Right now as we speak, there's trouble all over the world. We look at our little world of trouble and say, oh, woe is me, but Take the broader view. The world is in trouble. The entire globe is in trouble. Not just here in the town of Wahiwa or Mililani or Kuni or ever, wherever. It's everywhere. Even as we stand here in the comfort of this room and hear the word, there are people dying for no reason other than they can die. But we should still be encouraged because it says in verse 19, nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with the inscription, the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Amen? Even if the world crumbles around us and is not simplistic, is not 1, 2, 3, we should still stand firm. Amen? It's hard to believe in an invisible God some days, amen? Come on, church. Amen. Has anyone ever felt, is this thing ever real to me? Is it real? Have you ever said that? It was just me, okay. Well, in my weakness, I've said, Lord, are you there? Amen? And I've had doubt, but there's always something there to remind me that God is always present. You know, Satan is real, and he's a liar. This morning, we were coming to church, and I saw this dog standing on the side of the road in my neighborhood. And I didn't know what he was going to do, but I thought he was going to sit. And he ran into my vehicle, and he hit my truck. Now, I thought I ran over him, so we're like, do you see him? I didn't want to step out and see a mess, right? You know, I'm not dressed for it, okay? But Donna saw him run across on the other side. But he must have ran up against the truck and hit it. He was a big Labrador Retriever or something. I thought I crushed him. I mean, I really did. I mean, that was a terrible feeling, right? You know, and my mind shifts because everything shifts right then, right? Now I got to deal with the owner. Oh, you killed Fluffy. You know, the whole deal, right? You know, I was going through all that. But God made it better. Amen? The dog is still here. Let somebody else be the one to do the deed. No, I'm just kidding. They need to put that fellow on a leash. But we went through that this morning. It showed you how quickly things can shift. Amen? But God is still on solid ground. Amen? He is still able and he is still watching. And that's a reminder that we can be humming along well and something comes and knocks us down. Amen? And you know, people think they're defined by their job and they're defined by this. What really defines us as people is not what happens to us, but how we react to what happens to us. Amen? As Christian people, that defines us as well. A lot of things are going to happen to you, but how do you handle what happens to you? Amen? As a workman of Christ, your response, even though it may be startling at first, at some point you should remember that God was not absent that day. Amen? He was not running around heaven figuring out, my God, where did I put Owen? He was just here a minute ago, right? I am not lost to God. Things happen because things happen. Amen? We live in a world of sin. We want to sit down and go through all the what ifs. I could have went left instead of right. I should have wore black instead of green. I should have called early instead of late. But things happen. If we could control the outcome, we wouldn't need a God. Amen? We wouldn't need a God of heaven. We wouldn't need to pray. You'll say, well, next week I'm going to do so-and-so and this and that and the other. And oh, yeah, I'm doing this. And everything will work according to plan. But because we live in a world where there's so much uncertainty, we need to be reminded that God's foundation is solid. Amen? And as a workman, you need to know that as you go out and tell others. If you're standing on shaky ground and every time something goes wrong, you're running helter-skelter, you can't be a good witness for Christ. Because that means you're a conditional Christian. Only when it's going right. Amen? And God knows all of us have been through some things. Amen? Isn't that right? Amen. Everybody in here has a testimony. That's why we are a house of believers. Amen. Something happened in your life once that brought you to the throne of grace. Amen? Something personal that only you and God might know, but here you are. And at that time, the foundation that God laid before you was strong.
That's right.
Amen? So we need to continually remember that God's foundation is solid. We got to remember that when we go out here and want to share with others. As we work in this vineyard, as we do this message, as we pass on good news, we have to know that God is able. So in conclusion, got to wind it up. I'm watching the clock.
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
I appreciate your encouragement, brother, but I'm looking at the congregation. But I appreciate your encouragement. If we need or want to be good workmen in God's vineyard, the first thing you do, the first call is to preparation. Amen?
Yes.
Read your scriptures. You can't be a friend to someone you don't know. Amen? How could we say we love them and know them if we never read about them? Okay? And then live the life in which you read. And those things that you're struggling with, give them to God, and you may still struggle with them tomorrow, but God is helping you get over them. Amen? If it took me 30 years to get a bad habit, don't think, and it happens for some, there are miracles out there, but the reality for most is you're going to be tried, amen, by the fire before you become pure gold. Amen? So if you have something you want to turn over to God, turn it over. And he will work it out with you as long as you're reading and praying. Right? If you're coming to the altar every week and you're leaving the same concerns, don't be concerned about that. Keep on doing it because God hears you. At some point, your faith is going to kick in. Amen?
Amen?
Each of us have to know what it is we need to do in order to connect with our God. And usually that's prayer and reading the Word. Find time every day to read your Word. You don't have to be so, you know, I mean, people want to lay out everything, have an altar of prayer, burn incense. You don't got to do all that. When you think about making it work, it becomes work. Amen? In the morning when you get up, get a small little daily reader or do your Sabbath school lesson every morning, right? They make them so short, you could do them in what? 3-4 minutes, right? Even if you fill in the blanks when you come home, at least you did a reading and you have some understanding of what the lesson's about.
Amen.
Do something that will connect you with this God that we say we believe in.
Amen.
A day without God in my life is usually a day of turbulence. Has anyone had that happen?
Oh, yeah.
If I forget to get up and do my reading and whatever, I become so twisted up that I find myself acting out badly.
Stressed out.
That's a good word, brother. So we're going to be proclaimers of the kingdom and the good news, and we're going to be good workers in God's vineyard. Remember, develop a relationship with Christ, pray, get in a group that people are encouraging and loving. Amen? Bible study groups. It doesn't have to be something elaborate. We don't have to, everything doesn't have to be a committee-driven thing. Meet a friend, call a friend, talk to them on the phone. But encourage each other. We are one body. And when you fail, I fail. Amen? When the church starts to die, we all die because God's word become of non-effect. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you this morning for your blessing and your love. We thank you, O God, for your word. Father, give us that desire to be your workmen. Give us the tools, O God, we need to be effective. Bless us, O God, to remember that in all things you are there, and you are the great and sovereign God. We thank you, O God, for all these things. In Christ's name, amen. Want to do the close? Okay, you want to do the closing hymn?
Thank you, brother, for that very inspiring word, that inspiring message. Our closing hymn, The Savior is waiting. Number 289 in your hymnals. Everybody please stand. Number 289, The Savior is waiting.